Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know, I turned on our show podcast.
Never heard this.
I heard a commercial the other day, and I was like, that sounds like a good return.
Well, I heard our show podcast the other day. I don't normally listen to them, but it went on the next one on the podcast app. And I didn't realize that the songs are not in the podcast.
No. Yeah.
So sometimes when I'm like grooving to it, talking about it, it's just us.
I know.
Yeah. It's wild. Yeah. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast, by the way, the WIP Afternoon Show. If you miss it, you don't want to use Rewind on the Odyssey app, you can do the podcast one. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Online at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see if you can get this one. Does Jalen's spot in quarterback ranking lists still bother you? Yes or no?
Now, see, on Twitter, people are going to read this, and they want to vote no. But I know it does bother at least half the people. So I'm going to say yes, but slightly. Let's go yes with 55%.
No, 77.8%.
Wow.
And this is what I'm talking about. We are, right? We are supposed to be, no one likes us, we don't care.
Right.
No one likes us, no one likes us, no one likes us, we don't care. Yet, it's like, wait a minute, did you just say you don't like us? You know, so today, yeah. I'm asking people to take the pledge. Do not melt down. Jack, could you once again play James's audio? This is what made me think of this. I heard James Seltzer on the morning show. Again, I love James. But James took one, I believe it was the Athletic quarterback list, very, very personally. Here was his reaction.
I don't care that Justin Herbert was taken higher. Jalen Hurts is so much better than Justin Herbert. I'm so freaking tired of this. Like, Justin Herbert has never won a playoff game. He lost. He had the biggest loss in the history
what
of the playoffs.
The lead? How many points?
33 points.
26.
Whatever, at halftime. Like, he's a loser, and all Jalen does is win every freaking game that the freaking guy plays. Every big game, he comes through in the biggest of moments. Like, it's so dumb. Like, honestly, I've gotten to the point, and I'm saying it as I'm getting upset, so I'm like, oh, I don't get upset about it.
No, the
but
latest,
it's
the latest.
So dumb, I can't even take it seriously. James.
This is really...
By the way, wasn't the Oilers that gave up the biggest playoff lead ever? Weren't they up 35-3?
The
Frank Reich. There was 35-3, right?
Yep.
And the Justin Herbert game was, they were up 26, is what they were up, correct?
27. Yeah, 26. I thought it was 26-0 or something.
30-3.
Yeah.
23 touchdowns, 3 picks last year, throwing to who? Lad McConkey.
All right, all right. Lad McConkey's a good player.
He's a... heady player, but yeah. It's only one guy.
215-592-9494. Are you willing to take the pledge? Marcus in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Marcus?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Marcus?
What's up, Marcus?
Good. So, I don't know if I could take the pledge because I think he's top five, but I am ignoring the list at this point. I just can't deal with him anymore. Like, I'm just tired of it.
There you go. That's a way to handle it.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could take the pledge because I might see one where he's in the teens. I'll be like, okay, that's it. You know, but
exactly.
What is your...
are we done with list?
No, there's... Well, the NFL 100.
Okay, so it's the last list.
Yeah, so NFL 100 is all players, but we will be able to discern where he is. Now, he's already, assuming they're up to 34, assuming he is on the list, he's ahead of Justin Herbert. I can guarantee you that. He's ahead of Matt Stafford, at least assuming that he's on the list.
Right.
So let me ask you this, Marcus. Is there a number for you that really tweaks you? Is it 7? Is it 9? Is it 6?
I get it. I love the argument. If we're going off raw stats, obviously, I know he has to be 7, 8, 9, but I just feel like if we're taking in what he is as a player and a person within the team and the organization, he's got to be top 5 at least.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like what he brings. I mean, look, I wasn't alive for the whole Michael Jordan thing. I'm only 23, but from what I've seen, he kind of seems like that.
No.
He is like Jordan.
Think more like Robert Horry, Chauncey Billups.
Oh, gosh.
What did we see the other day? Nate Tice comparing him to Harrison Barnes?
Yeah, that's disrespectful. That's disrespectful.
I see what he's saying, I guess. Yeah. But Jalen, obviously, more valuable than Harrison Barnes.
Jalen's not there yet to Michael Jordan level, but hey, I mean, maybe he one day will be. Who knows?
Yeah. Marcus,
you never know.
Marcus, you want to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League, I hear.
Yeah. I do want to give it a shot.
All right. Convince us.
So, my main thing is, I'm a young buck. You got a bunch of old heads in there right now who are balding or going gray.
Hold on.
This is my leading argument.
All right. That's fair.
I do have some bonus points. I pitched in high school, Jack. I got a dog.
I got a dog.
My girlfriend, nice, beautiful girlfriend. She's peanut butter skinned. Ike, you know what I'm talking about. And I love crab fries.
Well, it's a good sell, Marcus, though you insulted us being old. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's respect.
Yeah, it didn't sound so respectful, but Marcus from New Jersey is registered to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League. He hit a lot of...
his girlfriend with him?
Doesn't matter to me. I'm married happily.
You're allowed a plus one?
Yep. You are allowed a plus one.
I mean, he threw her in there as part of the reason. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about. He's obviously a regular listener.
Yes.
You know, he hit the high school jack. Yep. He hit the dog. He hit the peanut butter skin. Well, you know.
That's a start. Yeah. That's a good start to the contestant.
Yeah. So,
leader in the clubhouse.
So the Cleveland Browns were here for 2 days of joint practices.
Yes.
And as you saw when you were there today, Myles Garrett is quite an impressive guy to watch.
Man.
Yeah.
Boy, is he.
I saw Jimmy Kemsky tweet earlier that he was getting to Hurts literally every play, and they were just letting the play go on so the Eagles could get reps out of it, but he would have been sacked every play.
Yeah.
That's what he said. This is what the Jimmy
Kemp
said.
Monster. He's a monster, and he's go over there over Jordan Mailata, who's no slouch himself.
Yeah, who can play?
But that just goes to show you the difference with Myles Garrett out there on the field. He looks different in pads. Hell, I even saw him at the practice without the pads on.
Big dude.
That was impressive too.
So,
ooh, that boy almost got a 10-inch.
Okay, all right, relax. So Jahad Campbell was talking to Myles Garrett, and somebody asked about the conversation. Here's what Jahad Campbell had to say.
You were talking the other day with Myles Garrett after practice.
Yeah.
What was that like? What kind of things was he telling you?
Really just two freaks, you know, talking to each other. he's a great guy, man. You know, we're in the same agency together, so, you know, it was a good, you know, little mojo, you know, just catching up with each other.
Two freaks talking to each other.
You know, I kind of
wasn't talking to Deshaun Watson.
I am a fan of Jahad Campbell. I like the attitude in camp. Yeah. You're not supposed to hit guys, but
they're smacking everybody around.
He knocked Dallas Goedert to the ground on the first day they hit each other.
Dude, he's a winner, man.
Yeah,
he's
a winner. I hope he stays healthy. I hope all that the health stuff works out, because he seems like, and he is another guy that he doesn't look like Myles Garrett out there, but when you watch him. There's just certain guys you watch and you're like, oh, he looks different. Mm-hmm. Jahad Campbell looks different when he's playing out there. You know what I mean?
You know what's going to be interesting is when Zach comes back, and whether or not, because he's playing Zach Bond's position.
Oh, right. Yes.
Like Jeremiah is the Mike linebacker, which would have been the Kobe Dean spot.
Yep.
Now, I know Zach can play the Mike backer spot, but he's really the versatile linebacker like Jahad is. It'll be interesting to see how Vic Fangio uses both of them out there.
So there was a lot of – we mostly just saw Zach Bond and Kobe Dean last year. But I wonder, because Trotter has been pretty good in camp, everyone says. Smile Mondon has been pretty good in camp, is what everybody says. I wonder if we see a little bit more – you know, I would guess Zach Bond's out there for 90% of the snaps. But I wonder if we still see a little more mixing and matching the same way we saw with Edge last year, where they did sort of a group thing and keeping everyone fresh. Like, I wonder if we see all four guys playing, at least not regularly, but more regularly than we saw last year, because it seems like they have a pretty deep linebacker room.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, the two inside spots are, like, Jeremiah's not the athlete that Bond or Jahad Campbell is. Which is why he and N'Kobe Dean play the same spot.
Yep.
But I guess Zach Bond could do the Mike linebacker if he needs to.
He seems like he can do pretty much anything over there.
Yeah.
And then when N'Kobe Dean gets back, and we haven't heard anything about when he's going to get back.
No, he still wasn't even practicing.
Yeah, no. Pretty serious injury. So so fingers crossed that we get N'Kobe Dean back. 215-592-9494. Now, we're talking about important stuff. We're talking about lists. We're talking about pledges. We're talking about how guys looked in camp. Mm-hmm. The more important than all that stuff is your performance in the bedroom with your lady. I mean, you would agree.
It's called a big dose of D.
Family is the most important thing out of all this.
That's how you make more family
members. Yeah, that is how you make more family.
Ask Fritz.
Yes, absolutely. Two for two, some people say.
Some people do say that.
If you want to be at the highest level of performance in the bedroom, mm-hmm. Blue Chew has the thing for you. It has, you've heard us talk about it, but the thing I want to tell you is you should just try it. If it's even crossed your mind, the good thing is that you don't have to go to the doctor to make it happen. You just go to BlueChew.com.
That's right.
And you won't get suspended for taking PEDs.
You will not. Well, I don't know. You should check the ingredient list if you're a professional athlete. I don't think you will, though.
The regular Joe.
Yeah, regular Joe, probably not going to get suspended. So you don't have to go to the doctor for it. You just go to BlueChew.com. You don't have to wait in line for pharmacy to go pick up the chewables.
Yep.
Because they're going to send it to you in a discreet...
Hard.
Package.
Right. And it's got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Here is the best thing. Your first month, I was saying, I just want you to try. It's not going to cost you anything. First month is free.
And why is that?
Because Jack's paying for it.
Fritzy! Bang.
Yes. Fritz is going to pay for the first month. He got his new contract, whatever. He said, hey, let me get it.
I got it.
Yeah, Jack always grabs
a
check.
In that voice, too.
Yep. He always grabs a check.
I don't have T-Rex arms when it comes to the people.
Nope, he does not. So go to BlueChew.com. Use code 94, and your first month is free. All you do is pay for shipping, like $5. Again, that's BlueChew.com, code 94, and then you can.
Chew it and do it.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Boing, 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 boing. That's my favorite one.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jerry in Douglasville. You're on WIP. What's up, Jerry?
Oh, guys. First of all, I know you guys are going to get mad at me, but I want to say that you guys are my favorite show, and I love all you guys.
Oh, I love you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Okay.
What could you possibly say that we're going to get mad at you for?
Oh, he's got a laundry list.
Okay.
I have a laundry list.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is, the people are mad about this, the list thing. It's because the NFL, the execs or whatever, they're not going to say that he's better than their quarterback that's ranked in the top five guys, right? Mm-hmm. So you automatically eliminate them. The ones that needed a quarterback that passed on them, they're not going to vote for him because they don't want the Eagles and Howie to look like this great guy. So they're going to pass on him and lower him. The fact of the matter is, the guy is the greatest winner that we have ever had in this city, and probably I argued with Jack about it, but we'll leave them the 07 Phillies out of it. Since then, the guy is the greatest winner in my opinion, we've ever had. And I'm a McNabb. I love McNabb, right? He's the greatest quarterback that we've ever had for the city of Philadelphia. Mm. He plays the most important position in the most important sport that we have in this city. Mm-hmm. He does nothing but win. The fact of the matter is, media personalities. Some of you guys, you guys don't want to give him credit because of the stance that you took in the beginning. The fact of the matter is, Jaworski, stunk, Wentz, besides that one run that he had, stunk, Foles, he played four games, three playoff games, and the game against the Raiders when he had through like seven touchdowns, he stunk.
Boy. I mean, he did have a season where he threw 27 touchdowns and two interceptions, which is more touchdowns.
And what did we do? Did we win anything?
No, but you can't. Like, he didn't stink.
He didn't stink.
And Donovan McNabb, as far as play on the field, is the best quarterback the Eagles have ever had. His resume of how he played on the field.
I agree.
Yes.
But McNabb is past when Hurts wins the Super Bowl. Okay? That's the fact. McNabb brought us out of the misery of complete chaos and nobody cared. I love him. But the fact of the matter is, he was passed by Hurts. People are sick of his list because Justin Herbert will never win a Super Bowl. Let's be honest.
Well,
Lamar Jackson will never win a Super Bowl because he can't beat Mahomes.
He's not that next step winner. He's not.
Who else won't win a Super Bowl? Who else? Will Joe Burrow ever win a Super Bowl? Joe Burrow.
Joe Burrow will never win a Super Bowl.
How about Josh Allen? Will he ever win a Super Bowl?
Josh Allen may win a Super Bowl.
Okay. Will Matt Stafford ever win a Super Bowl?
Will he win another Super Bowl?
Okay,
no.
All right. I thought I was going to catch you there, but you got it.
Come on, dude. Yeah. Who do you think you're talking to?
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm the psychopath, obviously. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
It's not Herb.
Yeah, just real quick. Joe Burrow has already beaten Mahomes in the playoffs in Arrowhead and been to a Super Bowl. Why will he never win a Super Bowl?
Because he cares about himself more than the game.
Tell me one example of Joe Burrow caring about himself more than the game. Just one example.
No, Tom Brady said it the other day.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Yes,
he did. No, he didn't. He didn't say anything about Joe Burrow.
He implied it was Joe Burrow.
No, he didn't. Okay. He said a guy throw 40 touchdown passes. And believe it or not, there's more than one guy that throws 40 touchdown passes. Okay. Lamar Jackson threw 40 touchdown passes. What? Baker Mayfield threw 40 touchdown passes.
Baker Mayfield.
He threw 40 touchdown passes.
He won nothing.
But what? Dude, I love you. You love the show. You told me Joe Burrow is never going to win a Super Bowl because he only cares about himself. All I'm asking you is one example in all of human history, one example of Joe Burrow only caring about himself. Was it when he tried to get his wide receivers paid?
I will give you that. I will give you that. I will give you that point in 1 second. But listen.
No, just answer me.
I will. Jalen Hurts is everything that we have ever asked of an athlete in this city. Everything.
He's a lot of things.
He's selfless. Look at the stars that we have in this city right now. Embiid, loser. He can't show up to anything. Maxie calls him out. Harper, loser. The only guy that we had that we can count on, we trash. I don't understand.
Because his team is great. That's why.
Oh,
in your
God.
Heart of hearts, Jerry, could Joe Burrow have won the Super Bowl with last year's Eagles team?
They
would have been undefeated. How about that? Like what are we talking about? Of course they would have.
Wide receiver in the league.
He had the worst offensive line in the league and one of the worst defenses in the league. You got to be kidding me.
Well, maybe they should get a better GM then.
They should. Mike agrees.
They should. See, now, Jerry, I understand your frustration, but you're making the mistake of having to tear down others to build up your guy. I waited a minute. This is the last thing in your call. This is the last time I'm going to ask you, because I'm sure you're Googling it as you're talking about us. Give me one instance where Joe Burrow just cared about himself more than the team.
Listen, I don't know. You got
all right. It's a throwaway line. All right. We've all been there, Spike. Don't pick on Jerry. We've all been there.
I'm going to pick on Jerry.
Where we all throw away our lines and arguments. Okay. It is what it is.
All right. I appreciate the call, Jerry. But we got the thing that matters, is my point. Yeah. We got the Super Bowl.
But it also matters that our quarterback gets respect.
So to you, I asked, I forget who I asked, what the line is. For you, it's 5-6?
No, it's out of the top 10.
Okay, it's out of the top 10 when you start getting mad.
When I get upset, when it's out of the top 10. And then if it's closer to 10, I like to debate who's
in front of him.
There. Yes.
Okay, all right. Okay. And you're saying, and generally you say you put him 5 because of the resume, should be in that group, but you're okay with him being behind those other four guys, generally.
Yeah, I could see where he should be, to me, no worse than that second 5.
Yes.
That's the worst he should be is in that second 5.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Jerry was
hot.
Was wound up. John in Norristown, you're on WIP. And Jerry didn't want to take the pledge, so obviously. John?
Hey, guys. As far as your pledge...
This call will be recorded.
What's going on?
Is this on our end?
No, it's on your end.
It might be our end, but I don't know why.
That's the second time,
We're recording phone calls.
I mean, we record everything, but yeah.
Okay. Like, I'll tell you what, by the way, you guys are, I don't want to echo the guy like the last guy, but you guys are the best show on the station.
Oh, thanks.
I could go into why the other shows aren't.
No.
Who's my man? Me!
Not going to do it?
Yeah.
I will say this. I'll take the pledge if Jack pledges to give everything he has to the running and the basketball because I cannot listen. I can't listen to the morning show sometimes. Here I am. I'm doing it.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's okay.
Everything I got.
Everything you got.
Give everything you got.
You know what?
good for you, the Bloomsburg bomber or whatever.
Man. Only from three, hopefully.
Like, I agree with you, and I take it one step further. Well, people also pledge, and I know this is probably bad for you guys as a station, to not really care that much or put that much stock into training camp stats.
Hold on.
Yeah. Well, here's
now
the thing.
Now we're cashing checks if your body can't handle.
Here's the thing, John. Here's what I can pledge. I can pledge for me, and I think Ike would pledge the same thing, to give them the proper context. However, if our favorite team is in training camp and they're playing for the media to see, I certainly like the extra context that it gives if somebody says, hey, had a good day, hey, had a bad day. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm not saying, look, I think Elliot says that his stats last year proved something. I don't think they did. I think they proved the opposite thing. You know, Jalen had a perfect training camp basically last year. And the first
according to Elliot,
yeah. And the first four games, just throwing interceptions all over the place. And they had to change the whole offense. But I think it's interesting. Can I just, I'm not going over the top about it, but I do think it's worth knowing.
I agree, but let me ask you this. To me, the comparison is the stats are equivalent or matter for those first four games the same way resting the players matters for being healthy. It only helps you be healthy or ready to play for the first game. Like, you know, like when he talks about, like, well, we rest our starters, and that means what it only means is you're going to have, you have a greater likelihood of having those guys for the first game. After that, it's all out the window. So really, when it gets right down to it, those stats correlate to the performance in the first game, maybe the second game. But after that, there's so many variables. This guy gets hurt. That guy gets hurt. They're going to try to exploit something on the defense. Come on, you know, exploit something on a defensive end.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
I mean, so.
Yeah.
I mean, really, and I'll give you this. How come no one else does training camp stats for baseball?
We actually see the stats.
They had the most walks in the grapefruit league this year.
Yeah, because they play games. Here's what I'd say, John. John, I think...
I do remember somebody saying that.
I actually think this is...
Seeing more pitches.
I think this is the reason. I think the reason is we used to get starters playing in the games. Mm-hmm. They don't play in the games anymore. So we're so hungry for information. And because if they're not going to play in the games, and in you said spring training... We have spring training stats, and all the guys play in all the games. Like, our guys don't play in these games. Right. So the games are interesting for the, you know, cornerback battle and who's going to be the third and fourth edge guy. But the games don't matter anymore in the main way. So the training camp stats are all we have. And I think, by the way, I think the joint practice means a little bit more than a regular practice, too. You know, because there's another team.
That's your thought, but I'll give you this. You know, and it is Elliot that does these. Elliot's the same guy that didn't want to take Joel Embiid. So I don't know really if
that was an old take.
He's never gonna live that one down.
Yeah, it was like 10 years ago.
Noah Vonleh, that's pretty bad.
It's a nasty.
No. Guys, that was a snapshot of one day. So if you then said on that one shot, that snapshot of that one day,
yes,
then you're making a judgment.
Yeah, but we all have that context, John. I don't think. Elliot says one thing about the stats, we say a different thing. So if your message to Elliot is this doesn't mean everything, well, we'll have him in about 12 minutes and you'll be able to hear that. But,
you know, it's like, for us, we're going to hang a banner for most, you know,
completions without an interception.
He did break the record last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he did break the record. His own record. All right, John. So I won't make you actually take the pledge, but you are taking the pledge, right?
I'll tell you what. Spike, I got to tell you, as you guys are my favorite show, like, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Jack, you're going to pledge that you really care about the running. I'll take the pledge.
There we go. I appreciate you, John. Right. John is taking the pledge. But Jack gets mad when I make him take the whole pledge.
So. Yeah.
Just too long.
Yeah. Elliot Shore Parks joins us next, directly from camp. And we will find out how they did in day two in joint practices against Myles Garrett and the Browns. 215-592-9494. Will you take the Jalen List pledge?
Will Elliot take the pledge?
No, Elliot's definitely not.
No, he's too big of a content man.
But he also doesn't react emotionally to anything because he's a psychopath.
We learned that last year.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frisk.